Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting Monday, January 11th, 2021, 6 p.m. First item is call to order establishment of a quorum. Scott?
Okay, Dave Stewart. Tom Holman. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Hayes. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
He's here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Would you please give an explanation of the meeting procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the January 11th, 2021 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A, staff report for each case as Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C, for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Then present it to Presley and give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard.
Thank you, Scott. First item is review and action, election of the chairman.
Okay, at this time, I would take all nominations, which don't need a second, that you would have for chairman. Does anybody have a nomination for chairman?
I'll nominate Howard Kitchen.
Okay, we have Howard Kitchen. Any other nominations? If not, we'll close the nominations. All in favor of Howard Kitchen for chairman, raise your right hand, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Howard, you are the chairman. I'll let you take the vice chair nominations.
All right, for vice chairman nominations, I would open the floor for nominations for vice chairman. Any? Currently Dave Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Any other nominations? Hearing none, I'll close the nomination. All in favor for Dave Stewart for vice chairman, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Next item of business is the December 14th, 2020 meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the meeting minutes?
I make a motion to approve December 14th, 2020 meeting minutes.
Have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. That moves us on to public hearing and final vote. One and only item we've got on the public hearing is 282 Michael Avenue, Hollister.
Yes. Case number 2037, which is the 282 Michael Avenue nightly rental special use application. Walter Ray is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental use in the existing four-bedroom single-family home located at 282 Michael Avenue, Hollister. As per the assessor's information, the property is roughly 68 by 207 irregular in size. It is lot number 8 in the Taney Como Shores subdivision. has a single-family home built in 1991. The property is served by a community well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. The adjoining properties are all single-family homes in the Taney Como Shores subdivision. This project received a score of -1 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So here's the zoomed-in location at the end of Michael. Here's where 65 goes over Wilshire Drive. So you have to come in the Hollister side under the railroad tracks. Across, this is Taney Como Terrace Apartments. Michael Avenue enters right here and goes down to where we see the home. It's one of these few that's right at the end. This didn't show up real good, but that's the original plat of Taney Como Shores. A few photos. This would be the east edge looking from the front between the homes. And then I'm down looking south. And then on the west side of the home, and then again, looking back towards the south, the same side. I had some more photos. I'll see if they're in there. But this is your Division 3 special use permit. It's the standard one, which has the limitation of would sleep no more than 10, being a four-bedroom home. Would have to have a total of 5 parking spaces. Requires the Department of Revenue sales tax. Has to get the buffer established, which is put at each location. He presented the buffer as that fence, and he has the fence bid with it. He'll need to get with the Western Taney County Fire District for approval. Have his representative and have the posting of all this information, representative, owner, planning department, sheriff's department, etc., that's on the normal postings. And of course, at the end, he'll need to record this decision record, if approved, within 120 days or the approval shall expire. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Well, yeah, good evening. My name is Walter Ray, and, buying that house was really a dream come true for me. I just bought it a few months ago, and I always hoped to be able to have a property up here, so having that has been, a big blessing, and I've lived there pretty much since I bought it, and it's just been an awesome place to live. My job situation has changed a little bit about the time I was purchasing the property, and now I would like to rent it. Until I could get back where I can work from home again. So primarily I want to live there as soon as I can, but I would like to rent it until I can work out my job situation where I can go back to working from home. And I thought renting it on a nightly basis, maybe 20% of the time or something like that would be, have really less impact on the neighborhood than if I rented it like on a yearly lease. And, if I rent it on a yearly lease or a 6 month lease, I can't really evict people right now. And it would be, I'd have a lot less control over the property if I was renting it on a lease versus, nightly basis. I can have a local property management company manage it for me, keep an eye on it for me. And of course, I can still come up here and go fishing and enjoy it and get to use it a lot. The biggest thing is I just like the idea of having a property management company be able to, keep an eye on it and help with the maintenance, when I'm, not there. Like I said, I just struggled, if I'm not able to work from home right now, I hate to put it on a yearly lease because at that point, I have very little control of the property. And, a couple of the neighbors brought up, with COVID and everything, it's almost impossible to evict somebody. So if somebody did lease it and there's a bunch of issues, it'd be very hard to get them out. So with, being able to rent it this way and have control over it, the property management company could get them out probably the next day if there's issues. And at the most, they may rent it for a week and they're out. But if somebody leases it and there's issues, then it's a lot harder to deal with. So that's pretty much it. If anybody, I don't know if anybody spoke, has questions to object, they can, or if you guys got questions, I can answer them.
Well, I'll find out here. Let's see. Is anyone in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application, for the application? Anyone in the audience that is here to speak opposed to the application? Okay, why don't you go ahead and have a seat, and we'll have him come up.
Okay.
And then you'll come back up after that.
All right.
Thank you. Come on up, sir.
Good evening. My name is Kevin Riley. I reside at 120 Michael Avenue, Hollister, but we are county, not in the city. And I'm part of that subdivision that the Mr. Ray has requested the special permit application. And thank you for the opportunity. I know that I'm not familiar with the process. Marla was very helpful, and I'm sure she'll be glad when this is over. She won't receive any more calls from me. But she did indicate that a packet of information that the homeowners in Tenny Como Shores was printed and delivered and is available to the commission members now. Is that
correct?
I just wanted to reiterate the homeowners, and I represent, I think I can say, based on the signed petitions, 10 of the 11 homes in that subdivision. We certainly have concerns. First, we do have restrictive covenants for our subdivision that requires the homes to be single family resident. And I know and I appreciate Mr. Ray's position, but those covenants have been enforced for 30 years, and we've had no change to those. In the 30 years, the subdivision has been once formed and then through today. So our concerns would be that we are on a community well, was not designed for commercial purposes of any type. All the residents have septic tanks approved by the county, but not for commercial purposes. We are concerned about increased traffic if there were commercial or rental property. That would be their potential evaluation of property values, traffic. And if you can recall from the pictures, certainly concerning to us is that the home directly to the east of 282 Michael Avenue is 20 feet away. The home directly to the west is 20 feet away. And the concern is who comes in there on maybe on a nightly basis, spends the night, who, what, when, where, how long, and the changes that would occur in our subdivision when we have enjoyed for 30 years a very tranquil, peaceful one-way in and calm neighborhood, what we would expect maybe in a residential neighborhood. So I did want to just reiterate what we did provide. As I mentioned, there has been a petition signed by every homeowner in Tenny Como Shores in objection to that permit being granted, and with the exception of the permit requester. So I appreciate the board hearing us, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that you would have.
I think we're good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate the concerns the rest of the neighbors have. And, I definitely, take into consideration all the concerns. And I've seen the letter they had and, a couple, and it's, some of the concerns they bring up is some of the reasons I thought it would be better to rent it nightly than on a yearly lease, because obviously if somebody's there full time, they're going to use